Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, but it's not the first time I do it. If, you know, if we go back and back, I have done it multiple times, and that doesn't mean I have a buzzer. And MLB did their investigation, and you know, they didn't find anything. You know, they found what they found, and in 2017, they really good investigated. Obviously, they did an investigation on you know, the buzzer. They didn't find anything. So you know, when you said you don't believe that I didn't have a buzzer, you don't believe in what MLB investigated. So.
Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, also Fred Manfred's an Orioles broadcaster.
I was going to say, I know who that is.
Not his fault. He's not involved in all this.
Michael Red Guy did something, though.
Right. John Miller and Joe Angel are really who's to blame here. Rob Manfred didn't investigate at all, to our knowledge, or at least what we know right now is that it hadn't become a story yet, that he is looking into all of the claims of the Astros. The Astros said, I think it was 8 to 10 teams, but they basically gave a list of teams that were doing something similar to baseball. Nothing has come out of that. Still kind of a waiting word on how that goes. Now, Beltran went on to get the Mets job. He's since lost his job as a manager, so he's on the outs. And Alex Cora went on to manage the Red Sox to the following year's World Series. He has lost his job as well. Maybe the Red Sox are getting away in all of this because the Astros are the big bad villains.
Yeah.
And that could be part of why players today were reluctant when pressed to apologize to their peers, to their fraternity brothers, if you will, in the sport. They haven't been willing to do that. They don't want to apologize to other players or other teams. I believe the Astros feel like they're not alone, that a lot of teams are doing something similar to this. They just happen to be the club that got caught.
I tend to agree with that. Now, I think they're the most severe, but they did. They submitted a list to Major League Baseball, as you touched on, of 8 teams, as far as I'm reading here. And I think this is also a big part, by the way, of why Major League Baseball isn't coming down on players. I really do. Again, I think the CBA is the biggest part of this in the upcoming negotiations, where this isn't over, you know, a couple $100,000. We're talking billions here in revenue splits, and you know, running afoul of the Players Association now, quote unquote, is something that Major League Baseball does not want to do. It's tenuous, okay?
But the Players Association, different story, shouldn't have made them run afoul.
I agree with you.
I think Tony Clark and the Players Association should have been at the forefront of trying to penalize some of their own.
No, I agree with you 100%, okay? Because you're also damaging other players in your Players Association,
right,
with this, okay? So, but the second point is, because it's widespread, you're talking about a lot of players, a big part of the representation. If it's 8 teams, count, you know, 13 position players per team, taking at bats over the course of weeks, so all of a sudden it's a huge part of your constituency that you're going to have to start doling out punishment to. There's nothing written down at this point about how the guidelines for this thing. This is uncharted territory. So if the Astros should, by the way, get suspended, you get a bunch of these guys to say they get docked 40 games, 50 games, 80 games, whatever you want to do, then they're going to go, and rightfully so, by the way, we accept that. Now you got to suspend fill in the blank from the Royals, fill in the blank from the Giants, fill in the blank from the Angels, whoever it is. And I think fans would be okay with that. I don't know that Major League Baseball wants to go down that road. In fact, let me rephrase that. They don't want to go down that road.
Of course not. They definitely don't. I want to get into what the Astros are going to be this season, if they're not cheating at all, and how much different as a club their expectations will be. I mean, this is a team that has a chance to be the first team to ever win 100 games 4 straight seasons. But people have been waiting really patiently on the phone, so let's get to the calls. Alex is in Wheaton on Grant and Danny. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. You know, to your earlier point about Rob Manfred's public credibility here, he said something back when the report initially came out that still irks me. In his public comments, he said one of the reasons they're not going to be suspending players is because some players have moved on to other teams and that wouldn't be fair to those teams. Well, even if I were to buy that argument, that does not explain why you can't find them.
It's a good point. You mean just deck some money or dock them in ways that doesn't cost their team?
They find the organization. Why can't they find players if they don't want to damage other teams who weren't involved?
No, that's a really good point. Thank you for the call. And I think it's a fair thing to bring up because I also disagree with the idea. Yes, it would be hurtful if you signed, let's just say the Nats last year signed like Marwin Gonzalez, not knowing that he had been cheating with Houston. And now he gets dinged for a 50-game suspension for having been heavily involved in this. I'm just speculating. And he's a National second baseman. Yes, the Nationals are now screwed in a way that they wouldn't have been otherwise. I just think this is not going to be perfect. It's going to be messy. This is the cost of doing business. You're not going to just suspend the players that are still in Houston, I don't think. But my issue is, to me, it should be harder for the Astros this year to make the playoffs than it should be for every other team.
Yes, and that was the crux of what I wanted.
Their guys to not be able to play in that first month. I'm saying at least 30 games, maybe 50 games, something like that. If you were to have suspended Bregman, Altuve, Springer, Correa, Reddick, all those 2017ers for 50 games, all the players that you knew that were involved, wherever they're at now, Garrett Cole, or if he was doing something, you know, who knows? But if they all get 50 games all over baseball, at least while it stinks for the other teams that are getting the side effect, so to speak, at least we now know and we can say it was player-driven and the players paid a price too. Instead, they just completely get to act like nothing happened.
So think about punishment this way, and I've heard that argument that it's not fair to their current teams. Say advancement in testing occurs, right? And I'm not casting any dispersions on anybody, so let me just say it this way. Say the Nationals sign a free agent this year who, based on a new test that wasn't available when this sample was collected, tests retroactively positive to steroids in 2017. Does that person get suspended because they just now were able to find out about it or not? If you think not, I'd have some questions for you. If you go, yeah, of course. Same logic's going to apply here, right? When the cheating occurred, we didn't find out about it in real time. Wish we had. Our investigations are getting better every day, but still, cheating's going to occur in real time. If we could have put a stop to it then, we would have. We couldn't. This all occurred. Punishment needs to be doled out, even if it's not 100% completely fair. What isn't fair is the cheating and advantage gained in real time.
In
that's
baseball,
what needs to be punished.
When teams break the rules and break the unwritten rules, you bunt to break up a no-hitter, you do something, you steal a base in an inning you shouldn't with a big lead or whatever. Guys get hit by pitches. Do you think that teams are going to be trying to hit the Astros more often in games that are out of reach one way or the other? Do you think that players like Altuve and certainly Bregman, but Correa, Springer, anybody else, do you think those guys are at risk of beanball all season
long?
Great
question. I honestly don't think so.
Because I think it's just too obvious, and yeah. I think too many people get ejected. I think you hurt your own team. It's a cut. You got to move on in game. But I know that people think that that's going
to
happen.
But you know how easy it would be to put a fastball between the letters and ask them if you knew that was coming. I mean, it's a layup, you know, in terms of a team that feels like they got wrong, especially if they got nothing to lose. You know, if you're an excellent club that's trying to compete with them in the division, you know, if you're the Oakland A's, you're probably not messing around with that. But I could see it. I could see a guy, for example, a Trevor Bauer kind of guy who's outspoken and passionate and does his own thing. When he comes out of the game, he throws the ball into center field. That guy might make someone wear one.
First pitch.
Right?
Reds, Astros, if they play. I'm not sure if there's an interleague series there. Hey, he just puts it right in the back of one of the guy's numbers and looks over at the dugout.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if he gets run from that game.
Did you have that signal? Did your videographers buzz that one in?
Let's go to Eric in Warrington on the Fan. If I was Aroldis Chapman, by the way, I would definitely hit Altuve. Now, I'm not for beanball, you know me. I hate that. But if I'm Aroldis Chapman, first time I face Altuve, I'm putting one right in his ass cheek.
You might have to see one.
Let's go to Eric. What's up,
dude? Oh, yeah. What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
Doing good.
Good, yeah. I mean, the savagery that would be if Aroldis Chapman just tattooed Altuve or Bregman in the back and just looked over at the dugout like, yeah, F y'all. But in all honesty, what I wanted to get to was Manfred and the owner of the Astros, they disgust me. The fact that the Astros, the players, are getting by with this, not even a slight tap on the wrist. It's basically, they're teaching our younger generation of ball players and athletes and kids that it's okay. You can do wrong and get by with it. You won't get suspended. You won't get banned. You know, I'm not even a Nats fan, Dodgers or Yankees fan. I'm a Braves fan, but it still pisses me off at the fact that they did all that and got by with it. I'm not so sure I'd go to the extent as of what Hank Aaron said, but I would suspend the players a year without pay, and I would be okay with that.
I don't hate it.
But the players that
I like a year more than zero, and I said the opposite of that a few days ago.
Yeah.
But again, my mind is constantly going toward being more and more angry about this. Now, I would not suspend players a year. I would have a suspension that is not a year, that is, I think, more reasonable, whether that's 30 or 50 or 80 games or whatever it is. But if you're saying zero or 1 year, I probably would have told you zero.
Yeah, if I have to choose between the two?
Not anymore. By the way, two things here out of Nats camp from Jesse Doherty of The Post. The first, gosh darn do I love Max Scherzer, by the way. I said this. I was speaking last night at a function, and the question came up, which players do I most enjoy interviewing in town? And I said Max Scherzer. I think he's super thoughtful and introspective, and he's completely cerebral, and he's one of the smartest players as far as knowing his game better than anybody I've ever been around. I really believe Max Scherzer could manage a big league team this season. He could be a player manager. I'm dead serious about that.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a really good manager this year. Sounds crazy, but I'm serious. He said today, when asked about the playoff format, he said, I've got very strong opinions. I'd like to give my opinion, but I want you guys to come back to me in a few days so they don't get lost in the shuffle.
Mm.
How funny is that? I mean, he's just so smart.
That's just our friend, Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I have opinions on this. I want you guys to know my opinion. I'll give you thoughts on the playoff format. But if I give them to you today, they're going to get swept under the rug of the Astros. So let's reconvene later in the week about this. Just a smart guy. Second thing, speaking of Scherzer, he and Doolittle, Sean Doolittle and Max, both mentioned to Doherty and other reporters today that they have had discussions with the Players Association about next steps to completely eliminate electronic sign stealing. Both players alluded to proposals that have been pitched, that are being workshopped, that should continue to pick up traction. But you've got two Nationals, defending World Series champions who beat the Astros, who are on the forefront, hopefully, of eliminating electronic sign stealing and cheating in this regard from baseball, which is cool here in D.C. that a couple of our guys are heavily involved in that with the PA.
In the first half of the 2017 season, Sean Doolittle had four bad outings. Two of them were against the Astros in Houston. It's just those kinds of coincidences that maybe that lowers his trade value. Maybe that's how he ended up here in Washington. Stuff like that. It
alters your whole career.
Freaks you out to think about, man.
800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny. Sean Doolittle says one day of the Astros apologizing is not going to fix what they did or satisfy players around the league, himself included. The frustration will not stop with today's apology. That via a tweet out of the clubhouse at West Palm Beach from Jesse Doherty. Sam Fortier says Justin Verlander regarding MLB's decision to not discipline Astros players. That was the commissioner's decision. How, if at all, will this be different from when Verlander said D. Gordon should be banned for performance-enhancing drugs? I guess my only answer would be that was an individual and this was a team. Kind of put your foot in your mouth there, huh? So the guy that took PEDs, you say, should never get to play again. But when an entire team cheated its way to a World Series because it was a team, that's somehow better?
Yeah, because
that sounds pretty bad.
Because it was conspired versus just one guy cheating? That just seems so weird. No, we had a whole conspiracy and everybody was involved. All the people were doing it wrong. That's better than one guy. Okay.
I don't know that he knew when he said that about D. Gordon, it might come back to bite him like it did. 800-636-1067 is the number. Drew called in Middleburg. What's up, Drew? How are you?
I'm just glad you guys are talking about this nonstop. Thank you so much. Couple things real quick. I'm kind of curious what Bregman's and Altuve's careers will look like, you know, 3-4 years down the line. You know, when they're sitting on the bench and, you know, hypothetically Max sitting there going, come on, man, like, what were you guys doing, you know? Like in the locker room, like, hey, you know, what Did you have anything underneath that little blouse of yours? And then my other thing too is what was Bregman saying about Astros fan support down there? I mean, what are the talking heads saying down in Houston about what's going on? Like I think to ourselves, like, how would Nats fans react to all this?
Ooh, that's good, an question, interesting question.
So think of this. Think of when Ray Rice came back after what he did. The rest of the league, 31 cities, outraged. Oh, my God, I can't believe this. Standing thunderous ovations at Ravens training camp. Right? When it's your team, your blinders are on. You can't
think
straight.
Well, a couple things they're doing, I could tell you. Number one, their rhetoric is that they would have won anyway because they were that good.
And they were very good.
I'm not going to tell you that's categorically false. We don't know. But I know that that's what they're saying in Houston. That's first. The second thing is they are buying and they are sprinting with this notion that the 2018 and 2019 accomplishments were clean. Because you can. Because all that you now have to admit is that 2017 is tainted and flawed and that that's the year that you cheated and that World Series is fake. Which, by the way, if it's fake and it's flawed and you cheated and we know that, how are you still the World Series champions? I don't really know. Take all of your banners down immediately and thank you. But I think Astros fans, and I don't speak for all of them, I don't think you can get any 10 people in any one room to agree to everything, and right. I don't think you get 100 people, let alone a fan base, to have a similar opinion on any sports team at this point. That having been said, I think that the general consensus, just from listening to some Houston radio, from going on a couple shows over the last couple of months, from reading what's being said in Houston, I think largely their point is 2017 is a year that we are remorseful for, but just like the players talking, 2018 was us. We earned that. 2019, getting to the World Series, we proved that we were still good. We earned that clean. I don't believe that, but I think a lot of their fans do.
Yeah, a lot of their fans will do it, and they'll do the thing that we all do when faced with something. They'll go, well, what about? And they'll talk about the other 18.
Oh, they love that.
Yeah. So
I'm actually sending messages with a buddy who clearly is kind of on Houston's side of the spectrum. He's got relationships with some people with that team, and he's basically saying, oh, this happens all over baseball. I don't care about that. I use this analogy a lot. If I failed a test and I came home and I said to my dad that Ben and Jeff down the street did too, he'd tell me he didn't care about Ben and Jeff. When those guys win a World Series and they get caught, then let's throw the phone book at them. But in the meantime, this is the team I care about. I don't care if, I'm just going to name random teams, the A's or the Blue Jays or the Red Sox or the Diamondbacks are doing this too. This is about the Astros, who have been to 3 straight World Series or LCS appearances while winning 100-plus games. This is the team that may have been using the buzzers. This is the team that we know is banging the trash can. Let's focus on them.
And I'm a grown-up. I'm 40 years old. I want those other teams caught and punished, too.
Of course.
I'll get to that. Right now, we're still digging out about what you did, Big Cat. We're still figuring out that your whole sea of lies and dismissals and condescension actually was bogus. And the press conference you gave today, when you could have been contrite and owned it, was a joke, to be frank. So I'll get to those other 8 teams when I get to them. We're still digging out from the pit that you guys made. So when we're done with you, and we get to say when we're done, not you, by the way, you don't get to say it. You don't get to tell me when to move on. I'm not moving on. Nothing is over. Nothing is over until we say it's over. Then we can figure out who the other 8 teams are. I got a good idea for a couple of them. Bet you the Red Sox are involved in some way. We know about the Apple Watch scandal. Alex Cora went from their team to your team. I bet you they were doing something. I'll deal with them in a minute. You're on deck. You're up. You guys, right now. When I'm finished with you, you'll know it.
Reading some of the quotes coming out of clubhouses around the country today, there are a lot of players who want answers from the Astros that they didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't get them today, you're not getting them. They're not just going to keep playing this game where they sit there and allow these questions in their clubhouse. They're going to start probably as soon as tomorrow saying no more questions about 2017, 18, and 19. So if you feel like you weren't satisfied with the meat on the bone today, this was as good as it's going to get. Slimmer pickings tomorrow and beyond. That's what annoys me so much. I thought, you know, by the time the season rolled around when this first came out, that I would watch an Astros game largely free of any kind of emotion. Because truth be told, for people that don't know, I do a national show called MLB Network Radio's Minors and Majors, and on that show, we talk about prospects. So I have, for years, gone to events and spent time around guys who are really good minor leaguers. Carlos Correa has been coming on my show since he was at the Puerto Rican Baseball Academy. I like that kid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Jose Altuve, I first interviewed when he was in A-ball. One of the first guys I ever interviewed that was smaller than me. I've always loved him. He is Great smile. Awesome dude. I've always really liked him. Bregman, who's a pain in the ass and a little bit of a kind of a heel now, I don't have nearly as good a rapport with, but had him on when he was at LSU. Certainly have always thought highly of his game. You know, George Springer, since he was at the University of Connecticut and was the 11th pick in the draft, dating back to college, I've been interviewing him, talking to him. He used to have a huge stutter, was really uncomfortable doing interviews. He's actually gotten to a point where he barely stutters now and is a better talker and very comfortable in front of the camera. I mean, you've seen some of these guys grow up. So it stinks that this happened. I've rooted for the Astros for years. I like analytics, and
I like
their being
process,
cutting edge,
yes.
And I like that they were different and they were smart. Now, with every pitch that's thrown, I'm hoping for swings and misses. With every game, I'm hoping for a big, fat, juicy L. Let's go to Jerry in Lorton. What's up, Jerry? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey. First of all, I really, really like the Nats, but I lived in California in the 60s with my dad. During the, you know, the Dodgers with their, the Koufax Drysdale era. So I'm a diehard Dodger fan. In 2017, I was on vacation and at the end of October in California, not really anticipating the Dodgers going to the World Series, or certainly not anticipating me going to the game. Anyway, I was there and we bought tickets for game 6 and 7. We spent thousands of dollars for those tickets, as you can imagine. We won game 6, and then, of course, we lost game 7. So to find out that they cheated, needless to say, I'm outraged. And if the Red Sox cheated in 2018, I am double outraged. But that being said, I can't believe, number one, they don't take the title away from the Astros. And number two, each player should be suspended at, you know, whether it be 20, 30, 40 games, whatever. I mean, this is almost as bad as the Black Sox scandal back in, I believe, 1919.
I'm with you, dude.
Every word you said, I agree with.
I'm with you.
If I was a Dodgers or Yankees fan today, and I don't know that those teams are completely clean in the sense that Beltran came from New York and supposedly told the Astros when he got there, we are behind the times on using technology to decipher signals. But regardless of whether they are or not, until we have any corroborating and decent evidence that they were doing something nefarious, here's what I can say. I feel terrible for those fan bases because I can just tell you that as a Nats fan, I'm livid today watching this press conference and hearing these quotes coming out of the clubhouse. And that's because it took 7 games to beat these guys, and I was almost robbed of one of the coolest experiences of my lifetime. And jobs were almost lost, and people, money was almost lost, and people with this organization's career arcs almost changed. Because probably the Astros were cheating. It's a big, big deal. 800-636-1067 is the number on Grant and Danny on the Fan. And I said, why not? And they said, we're supposed to bring our own cups from home or use the mugs and then clean them when we're done. And I said, oh, okay. There's just a bunch of cups on the counter available to anyone.
Uh-huh.
And I was told that those are specifically now for guests.
Those are for guests. Well, there was something similar happened before, months and months and months ago.
So I wasn't going to scream at anyone, but all I was going to say was very calmly, yeah, I'm just going to keep using these cups when I need water. Thank you. But I didn't do that. I just went about my day. I need no one to tell me how to get my water when I'm trying to get my water at work. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
If the plan is we're going to go greener, and we're going to do the cups from home thing, I'll do my best. But when I'm thirsty in between segments and I'm just trying to drink some water because I feel a little lightheaded in a 98-degree studio, no one tell me not to use any cups. That's what I need. How do we feel about that?
We are in lockstep on this one. My suggestion is don't have an office if this is too big of a problem. If this is going to undo us.
Right. We'll all broadcast from home.
Let everybody work from home. People can just connect via email or something. If this is the bridge too far, is it the cups are going to send this company into a tailspin, then we're all doomed.
Direct quote. Oh, you're the culprit.
You've been doing this.
And I'm like, I thought it was a bit. I'm like, what? Yep, you got
caught
the tater.
Caught red-handed.
What do you mean? You're drinking with the cups. Yeah. So I'll do my best. I'll do the mug thing. I normally bring one of those like temperature mugs that keeps the ice.
Yeah.
I'll do that most
days. I got my swell bottle. I'm doing my part.
Today, I forgot that. I don't have any cups. So I guess the plan that they want for me is to go use one of their mugs and to wash that when I'm done and put it back. And If that's the way we're going to trend, I could try to do that. I don't have an issue with that. What I would prefer, though, just as a bunch of adults in a workplace, is that when I use water with a paper cup, no one tells me not to do that.
Well, we also don't have unlimited time and resources. We can't just be washing things in a sink.
You could
do it
after the show, I guess.
I suppose I could. But during commercial breaks and things where I'm racing against the clock, I have to decide, do I get a cup of coffee or do I get to urinate? I have to pick. I can't do both. A lot of times I'll choose one over the other. I don't really have time to be sitting there waiting in a queue. Form an orderly queue, please, and washing out my mug.
If there are going to be cups, though, stacked up by the dozens on this counter, and they're only for guests, if someone grabs one in a rush to get something to drink, no one should comment on it. That's where I'm at on this.
Mm-hmm. We're in lockstep. I'll
save the majority of my frustration today for the Astros,
though. Right. So this person is just sort of delivering the message, and they just made a bad joke.
They're not the bad guy.
Right.
I think the system is the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to get my cup of water in peace. It's 100 degrees in the studio. I don't even sweat. I'm beating up with sweat somehow. I'm wearing a sweater today because I don't know it's winter.
Right.
So I literally, in that one segment, I got a little lightheaded.
You don't have to defend yourself for wanting water. This is a very reasonable human thing to want.
I realized I got a little lightheaded, and I go, I haven't had water all day.
I've been very passionate about my Astros takes.
Right. I've been really hot taking it with the Astros. I need to go get a little bit of water.
Ban them all for life. Oh, my God, I'm parched. You know, I get that.
That's what was going on.
That's what was happening.
And I'm the culprit. I'm the bad guy. Duke in Rockville, what's up?
Yeah, I guess I got two recommendations I'd like to make. One, you got to provide an outlet for the fans. So here's my idea. You take a trash can and a bat, and you put it right next to the Astros visiting dugout, and you let fans just have at it when they do their walk-up. And any fan that wants to do that for any Astros player, just have at it. The second recommendation is that asterisks go next to every player, every manager, every staffer on that 2017 team. You put an asterisk next to their name with no explanation, and that includes Justin Verlander's Hall of Fame plaque. We'll have that asterisk right next to his name.
So I don't know how involved the pitchers were at this point. Were they sitting there banging on the trash can to help? Did they benefit in any way from this? I don't know. I'm not sure. So I won't see eye to eye with you on the Verlander portion of that just yet. I need more information before I have that strong of an opinion on it. Mm. But I'm also anti-asterisk in general. I was for a while anti, quote-unquote, ridding the team of the World Series. And now I'm doing that. I don't know what that actually means. My legislation just states that you can't actually put that you were the World Series champions on merchandise, on a press guide, in your media guide. You can't have a banner in your ballpark that says you were the 2017 World Series champions. All those things are kind of going away. Because in post-legislation now, we're saying you cheated. You may have won otherwise, but we know you cheated, and that's what matters. I liked what you said earlier. Yeah, I may have gotten in that crash anyway. It just so happens that I'm drunk. Doesn't matter. You were drunk and you got in a crash,
exactly right?
Right? You were cheating and you won a World Series at the same time. Doesn't matter if you would have won otherwise. We'll never know.
You had a great chance, by the way, because your team's great. These aren't mutually exclusive things. I mean, these are mutually exclusive things, by the way. People, Astros fans, take this as a personal insult. Here's what you and I have acknowledged to our credit the entire time. That's 100-game winning plus. That's 100-plus win team no matter what.
Yeah, I think this year they win 95 games again.
Yeah, I think that division will be a little bit better. Oakland's still really good. I think they'll get 97, 98 wins again.
And that's still way down from where they were previously.
Yeah, they're great.
They're gunning for 100 for the fourth straight year. No team's ever done that. Let's go to Doug in Darnestown. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Hey, G&D, thanks for having this conversation today. You guys are saying all the things that I feel, and your callers are as well. A couple of thoughts. Number one, thank God the Nats came back and won Game 6 and 7 in
100%.
Houston. I'm an old dude, a 60-year-old guy with adult kids, and it was a bonding experience for me and my children that had we been cheated out of, I don't know how I'd be able to rebound from it now. I don't know if I'd watch baseball anymore. But, you know, that being said, I do not – like the idea of throwing at, you know, having Chapman throw at Altuve, he'd aim for his butt cheek and probably take his head off. But I think this is the problem with the union, is that in this situation, the union, in their effort to protect players, are actually victimizing the victims and protecting the perpetrators.
100%.
If the union is going to be out there in front of every player, then they need to protect all the players, not the cheats. And I think, you know, therein lies the union's problem. And And I listened, and all the pressers this morning, I heard Altuve speak, I heard Bregman speak. And as far as I'm concerned, they were pathetic. I also listened to Hinch's interview on MLB, and at least he took ownership of it. The players have not taken any ownership in 90 seconds in front of a camera to say, gee, sorry, still got my ring, to me is unacceptable.
Yeah, and they're not going to have to at any point, Doug. That's the shame of this whole thing. What we've gotten is what we're going to get from the players. I really believe that. There might be years from now or months from now, or if a guy is traded to another team, someone might come out and blow a little bit louder into that whistle, mm-hmm. and we might find out there were buzzers, or we did this, or it went through 2019, or we cheated in the league championship series against the Yankees. But I think this is the end of the road here. This is the grand finale. There was a ramp up for weeks to today, and today did not put the Triscuit crackers in my stomach. Today was disappointing. Today was, if anything else, baffling and frustrating because you had an owner who said, it's not my fault, and oh, by the way, we're the World Series champions, and we'll leave it at that. You had a manager sitting there who doesn't know anything about the 2017 cheating scandal because he wasn't there and who doesn't know his players yet because he just said that he just met them. In fact, I thought it was weird. Dusty said he read the report a few days ago. Now, I'm hoping he means he reread the report and he read it before he got hired and came to Houston.
I don't think he lifted a finger on that report before a couple days he knew he was going to have to talk.
You think in his spare time in his vineyard
he's reading them?
Before you take that job, you should have read that report, I would say. But he's sitting there. And as you said, the two statements were a combined 150 seconds. I'd go under that. It was about 60 and 30, maybe 90 seconds to 100 seconds of sorry from two guys. Final thoughts on this next, 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. It's been a day of people venting on the Astros on Grant and Danny. Final few minutes of Grant and Danny. February 13th, 2020, going to go down as that day when the Astros spoke for the first time after cheating their way to the 2017 series. And depending on whose information you believe, the 2019 series as well. They're claiming that they did that clean and that that was them without the ability to decode signs via video. I don't know why you stopped doing something that's worked for you when you haven't been caught yet. But they're acting as though that they did.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the, you know, this wouldn't be enough, right? If you watch their at-bats in game one of the World Series against Max Scherzer, that's not enough for me to think that they knew what was coming, right? Just if that's all I got to see was that, man, they're laying off every one of these sliders that starts at the knees and breaks just out of the zone. Man, they're not chasing anything off the plate. Man, they're spitting on his changeup. Nobody's even off balance. Really impressive. If that's all it was, I wouldn't think twice about it. Now, I'm convinced they knew what was coming.
Valentine's Day plans are assured and locked in. You said yesterday, even though you forgot what restaurant you're going to.
I remembered what restaurant. It's written down somewhere.
You do have reservations.
I've got reservations.
How big do you do Valentine's Day? Not 1 to 10 scale.
Not huge anymore. Dating, okay. We did bigly things.
You had to.
Yeah. Now,
dating before it's locked in and everything, you got to go over the top.
Yeah, now, I mean, we've got a babysitter. We're already on a shot clock, and our kid's going through a whole phase. I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night and haven't gone back to sleep. A whole hot mess.
The other cool thing, too, is the other 364 days a year, you show your wife a lot of love and you're a great husband, right?
Yeah, maybe like 200 of those days. I'm fine. I'm adequate.
That's my favorite one, though, when people's like, I don't need Valentine's Day. I always show how much I love them.
Okay, guy.
Do you?
Is that right?
Are you Mr.
Doing?
Husband over there?
Is that what you're doing there?
The best husband ever, are you?
Foot rub Freddy.
Where's
you're doing
your
that?
Award, Alex Bregman? Let's see it.
did this all on my own.
Did you walk your award down to first base and drop it after you got to the bag?
Using some tips from Maxim magazine to how to act. I'm sure you are.
Mr. Love Bug. What a romantic. Keith in Fairfax, how are you?
Good, good. First, before my main comment, those were the worst apologies. I guess Bregman said me, but real apology is, I cheated. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I mean, it's like a teenager saying, I'm sorry, just to get you out of their face. Pathetic. But the real thing I want to bring up is, I think you guys have mentioned this before. I've heard you guys say something like this. It's curious that the Dodgers aren't saying anything because probably maybe they're doing something similar. And I remember watching that Corbin start against the Dodgers. And what was it, like the third or fourth inning that he got knocked out? I was just flabbergasted. It's like, oh, my God, these guys are so good. They will never, ever swing at his slider. And then you can watch highlight reels of all the best batters in baseball just completely looking foolish on that slider. They clearly knew what was coming that game.
Well, I said this earlier, Keith. I don't know if you were listening, but I remember sitting next to Danny behind Charlie and Dave in the broadcast booth in Houston as they're working Max's pitch count twice in that series, up over 100 pitches in five innings. And I remember saying to you, I've never seen a team this good at not chasing. There's never been a team like this that doesn't chase.
It was the story of the series.
And I talked to scouts at the ballpark, and I talked to people with both organizations, and I said, it's incredible. I've never seen anything like it. I was marveling. I was amazed. I was just giving them so much credit for their approach. Well, it's because they knew it was coming. It's because, of course, you're not going to chase when you know it's a breaking ball in the dirt. I'm sitting there looking at this like for months. No team could lay off this pitch. The Astros are better. They're smarter. They can see things that other teams can't see. No, they just cheat, and they know what's coming. And that's now what I assume they were doing. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they weren't doing that in the World Series, and they're actually that good at making a pitcher work. But guess what? I'll never know, and they don't get the benefit of the doubt because they were cheating before that for sure. So when you drive by the bank right after it was robbed, when you've robbed three banks and you got the gas mask in your trunk, I got to assume you might be a suspect.
And then one day they might make a documentary about how you were falsely accused. But right now, it doesn't look very good. Don't insult my intelligence. That's what they did.
They insulted the intelligence today because, you know why? Because I don't think there's actual contrition from Bregman or Altuve. I think they're sorry that they got caught. I do think they're sorry that this happened and it became a huge negative story. But do I really think that they feel like this is as big as the deal as we think it is and baseball thinks it is?
No,
I don't.
Of course not.
I think they think they're doing something similar to what a lot of teams are doing.
Everyone's doing this. Leave us alone.
You don't understand how many teams are involved in something like this, ploys that are similar. You care about us because we're the best team and we won the most the last 3 years. I think that's how they think, and that's why their apologies came off so terribly and so insincerely today.
I think that's well said.
It was a huge loss for the Astros today. They're 0-1 to start the 2020 season. Good luck at getting back to 100.
They're going to go win a bunch of games, and you know this isn't going to go how we want. We want them to dip off at like 80 wins and not have anybody hit worth a damn because they don't know what's coming. Unfortunately, we're not in for that. They're too good.
We basically threw out the entire rundown today. It was just a vet session.
Mm-hmm.
I needed it. You needed it. And I think people needed to hear it. Thanks for listening to Grant and Danny, the FanDC.com for our podcast.
For better time for DC, I'm Danny. Peace.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.